This is Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. You can follow us at Facebook on the Freeform Network. We're on Twitter, FFR Podcast. Remember to send your questions, suggestions, all your hate, all your love to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Check out our brothers at 1893 Coalition, Intellectual Nonsense and Enthusiast Project. Again, this is Freeform Radio. We have billions of hosts, but you got two right here. This is
Daniel.
And I'm Andy. And we're back. We have erratic schedules, as you can see lately, but we're still pumping them out for you guys. Danny, since your hectic schedule, what have you found time to do lately?
Not much of anything, man. It's been kind of quiet. But before we really jump into our feelings of what we've been up to, our thoughts and prayers, I don't know when this is going to drop, so it might be a few weeks old, but regardless, as of right now, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people affected with the Hurricane Matthews. I don't know too much about it, to be honest. I've been kind of like on a media silence ever since the first presidential debate. It's got kind of pissed off. So I've been kind of like on a media silence. So apologies that I don't have a lot of details on it, but I do know that it is affecting a lot of people, causing a lot of disasters. So our prayers are out with you, man. Hopefully everybody hangs in there tight and we get through this.
Yeah, make sure you give them your support and any help, because yeah, it's a big hurricane. It's slow moving. What have I read? I haven't been on media silence. But yeah, right now it started in Haiti. You can everybody see your news feeds, Twitter, whatever news. It devastated. There's not much talk about Haiti like always. But then it moved up to Florida, and yesterday it was up in the Carolinas, and there's heavy flooding. I mean, you saw parts of Carolina. I mean, we get 3-4 inches of rain here. There's flooding. They were predicting certain parts of Carolina like 10 plus inches of rain in a day. Man, that's nuts. Like, you're going to see streets that are underwater, homes going to get devastated. It's going to be it's a big, massive cleanup. And so thoughts and prayers are with them. And, we can do it. Like always, they're going to rebuild. Sometimes I don't know why, but that's where people choose to live, so.
No, for sure, man. It's a big storm. They were saying that it was going to go down how strong it was, but I guess it ramped back up or enough at least to cause definitely issue for some people that live out in that area. So thoughts and prayers, hang in there. We'll get through all of this. But jumping into the week, like you said, Andy, it's been kind of quiet, man. Just been watching some movies and just kind of chilling at the crib, trying to save some money. Gearing up for this Christmas holiday because it's just around the corner, man. So, I don't know, like two, 3 months away, a couple 120 days or so, or whatever it is.
And the big holiday is the election. You're already talking about Christmas.
Well, the election, of course. But like I said, man, I don't want to get too much into it. I don't want to get too political. But that first debate really knocked me out, man. What I saw a lot of, for the most part, I'm a Republican, but I gotta admit, this Republican candidate that we have this year, not one of the best in my view. So
we haven't had a good one in a while.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do. I don't really care for the Republican nominee. But I definitely don't like the Democrat one either. So just because I hate the Republican doesn't mean that I'm a Democrat, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to vote Democratic either. So I'm kind of at ends, man. I'm kind of leaning towards independent, and I know a lot of people say that's kind of throwing away your vote, but man, it's
no third party candidates, man.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, dude. It really sucks. It got me pissed off that they were both pointing fingers to each other, not really giving much answers. And unless you saw the debate yourself, and if you just go onto these like spin websites that will give you the agenda they're kind of spinning, I can see websites that'll tell me that Trump was the winner and these are all the things and why Hillary sucked. And I can see vice versa. I could see websites that tell you that how Hillary was the best.
Well, but a lot of the major websites did have Trump winning, and a couple of them had Clinton, but a majority, what I saw on my Twitter feed was Trump, he won a majority. I mean, I don't know what that means. People are going to still vote. That's all that matters. But they had him winning.
But all that is that I'm assuming you're also a Republican, Andy. I don't think you've ever came out of the closet or.
No, man. I'm more of a conservative. But the people who say that Trump won was like mainstream media people. Like they did a 10 big the 10 big polls. Like I think CNN, MSNBC, and like ABC, Reuters, and a lot of them had Trump winning. I think MSNBC is the only one that didn't have him. They had Clinton winning, but like again, it's just.
But you're talking about the polls and not the debate, right?
No, the debate. Oh, after the debate, and then they showed who they thought won, and it came out that Trump. A lot of people thought Trump won. I mean, to me, I don't know. It was just like. That's why tonight's the second one, and I want to see it because the vice presidential one I thought was gonna be kind of bland, and I saw the last half hour, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, so no, I am interested in seeing the second debate. I'm hoping that it'll be a lot less finger pointing and more talking about the actual issues and their thoughts as to how they're gonna fix it. I like that NAFTA was part of the forefront on the first debate. I think that needs to be discussed a lot more. All the problems with the police department and, you know, the racial tension, I think that needs to be in the forefront. And then, as always, just budget and some of the deficit that we're dealing with and how we're going to deal with budgeting. I think that needs to be at the forefront as well. So we'll see what they talk about in the debate. But like I mentioned, I've just been kind of chilling. Something I did a few weeks ago is I went to a Notre Dame game. It was my first time at a college game, first time at a college campus of that size. I mean, I went to community college myself, so I went to Triton.
Don't knock Triton, man.
No, I'm not knocking. I'm just telling you that's my exposure. And I've gone to a few like college parties, but nothing campus-wise where I walked the campus.
A major university.
Yeah. I've never done anything like that. I've gone to like frat houses and parties and stuff like that, but nothing campus wise. And I got to admit, man, I was in awestruck. I don't know if all campuses are like that, but this place was huge, man.
Notre Dame. I know there's a lot of Notre Dame here. Notre Dame's special because it's an old one. The religious background that we came from, they got a lot of money from the football program. They've won 11 national championships, so they got money to do stuff like that, and they have big-time alumni, people who graduated there. They still support it to this day. They had positive experiences, a majority of them, but Notre Dame is a special campus, especially in the Midwest area.
No, for sure, man, and I was just like, wow. I was a little under the weather today, but I almost didn't go because I did feel kind of like shit. But it was such an opportunity for me to go to the game. I got some tickets from a buddy of mine, and I couldn't pass up that opportunity. So yeah, I threw down some cold medicine and just toughed it out and went out there. And yeah, I don't regret it, man. It was a great opportunity, great time, man. The campus was huge. It was. Very different atmosphere. I've been to a couple NFL games, the Bears games, and it's different, man. It's a different atmosphere. It's a lot younger, a lot of young kids, and they're enthusiastic. They're very energetic, and it rubs off on you, man.
The students, yeah. The students, the band, the tradition, all that.
Yeah, that was the other thing, man. There was a lot of music, man. There was the band music. There was just people singing, choirs, those a cappella bands, yeah, and then just how everybody knew the song because I guess it's the same 5-6 songs that they always play at every game. Mm-hmm. So everybody singing along, everybody doing whatever movements, you know, the whip nene. Not that that was part of it, but you know, just like that thing where everybody knows the moves. You know, everybody knows the whip nene moves. Well, everybody knows these Notre Dame moves. So as soon as the song kicks on, everybody. Is like dancing in formation almost, and it was really cool, man. It was a really good time. The game I went to, they ended up winning, so it was a good game to go see, even though this season they're having a tough time. They're lost a few and dropped a few down to some teams that are not that good.
Teams that should be kicking their ass. So I'll give it Kelly. This might be his one season where they're not going to let him. He'll get off because this is one first losing season. But next year, if he starts off like this, he might not make it through the whole year.
Yeah, this is my first year of really watching any Notre Dame football. I'm not really, like I mentioned, I'm not really a college guy. I have never been to a college game. And with the NFL, to me, that's really enough to watch and to really, you know, enough where my wife doesn't get pissed off that I'm watching too much sports. So I'm starting to watch a little college and starting off with Notre Dame, watching a few games. So, yeah, man, it was a great opportunity to go out there and check it out. The game, like I mentioned, the students, the campus was awesome. They have a church on campus. That was pretty awesome, too, man. It was a huge cathedral-looking thing, man, old school. I know if you follow me on Facebook, I put tons of pics up. And then just like even the tailgating was cool, just seeing all these people really go all out and go to all the nines and put up tables, grilling, you know, all these games and foosball and all this other craziness, man.
Yeah, it's part of the experience again. Professional football, we love professional football. It has its little traditions, but college football, man, it's been around longer than professional football. That's literally what started everything, to led to professional football, because back in the day, the real sport everybody watched football, college football, because that was the only thing to watch. Because if you're a professional football player, you looked at like you weren't the they looked kind of down on it. It wasn't like a big thing like baseball players, but professional football. You know, back in the day, Notre Dame was the top, Army, you know, Navy. And big ups up to Navy. They upset Houston yesterday. That's a big deal. But, you know, they would go around in the Midwest, like barnstorming, playing college football teams. With Newt Rockne and all that, they have a long tradition of just winning. They had a rough go at the last about 20 years. But once they win... When Notre Dame wins, college football is doing great. It makes a lot of money for everyone.
No, yeah, that was the other cool part. We went to, I don't know what they call it, but they have all the championships and the plaques. And it's like a big hall right in the entryway to go to see the basketball, for the basketball. Yeah. And that was really cool, just seeing all these, you know, to me, they're not recognizable because I don't follow college. Yeah, Heisman, but all
Trophy
they,
winners and... And the other
bunch of the old coaches and coaches. Old players. Yeah, it was really cool. And, you know, I only know Notre Dame for football, but just to see that they're involved in other things. They were like volleyball and baseball, right, and other stuff. So it was just like it was nuts to see how big and how much Notre Dame as a sport really covers all the sports.
Well, yeah, the bread and butter is the football and to me, I love Notre Dame. My dad watched Notre Dame when we were growing up a little bit. That's some reason I watched it. I know about it, you know, because, they're Catholic and all this other stuff. But plus, they won a lot when I was growing up. They won a lot more. I mean, they won a national championship in 1988 when I started watching it. So, again, I know I've known them for my whole life, basically. I know Notre Dame. There's a lot of haters, too. So when they hired Harry at LS, I was glad that he was a Notre Dame fan, because pretty much everybody else where we work hates Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, it was a good time, man. I hold the memory, and it was great, man. I'm glad I had the chance to go, and I'm glad I ended up going, even though it was a little under the weather. But just like I mentioned prior, man, I was, you know, just been kind of chilly, man. Just been on a chill mood for these last couple of days, you know, hanging out at the house, just watching movies and just doing things really close at home. We'll go to the mall, maybe walk around, stretch our legs, but nothing adventure wise. The other things I did catch up on a couple of movies, and one of them was the new Ghostbusters movie. Ended up watching it, the one with the chicks and the girls in there. And a few cameos of,
the chicks. Yeah, man. These broads over here.
Yeah. And it did have a few cameos of the old school originals, Murray and all them other gang. But, yeah, man, I got to be honest. A lot of people were hating on it, kind of, and that's the kind of feeling that I got when before I even watched it, I kind of had heard that, nah, it's not that good, and, you know, it doesn't hold up to the original ones. So I kind of already was walking in with that in the back of my head. But honestly, I was trying to give the movie a chance. I was trying to really just, you know, give it its own space to be its own movie. And I got to be honest, man, it wasn't that half bad, man. It was actually pretty half decent good, you know. I would give it maybe like a C, maybe a close B, especially if you don't compare it to the original. If you don't compare it to the original, it's a definitely B movie. It holds its own as if it was a standalone, but when you compare it to the originals, it does fall a little short.
Well, the problem, I mean, I haven't seen it. I might see if it's on cable or something, but what I read, first of all, the movie wasn't that funny. Second of all, they made the all-female cast. They just went too different, too much, you know, and people, I think more people wanted to see like the next generation of Ghostbusters with somebody from the original cast, like handing the baton. But I don't know. I don't even think they really talk about the old one, right? Or they're just like there in the background, but they don't talk about them. It's just they're known, but no one says anything.
Yeah, they don't really acknowledge the original cast. They don't acknowledge that they even existed.
Yeah.
You don't see any kind of mention, you know, because this is presumably in the future. More closer to present time and where the original Ghostbusters was back in like the 80s. They don't even acknowledge it. They don't even acknowledge that, oh, these guys are trying to replace the original, you know, cast that was here or anything like that.
That was the problem. It wasn't really, would you consider it a reboot or a sequel, or is it just a whole standalone movie?
To me, it's almost like a reboot. Like the original Ghostbusters never existed.
Yeah.
People that in the world do not even acknowledge that ghosts are for real. They never acknowledge that there was a Gozer. They never acknowledge that there was a Stave Puft Marshmallow Man in New York in the 80s or the 70s or whenever the first Ghostbuster was.
It's a reboot, and that's why I'm getting the feeling, because Ghostbuster has this big, I don't want to say community, but they have their fans, and I saw this documentary on Ghostbusters fans. Like, there's Ghostbusters chapters and stuff, right? And they were, when they first heard about the movie, they were like pumped, and then slowly, like, stuff started to leak out. Oh, it's an all female cast. Well, it's not gonna be that bad. And then there wasn't really like a sequel, or they're not acknowledging. And then they were like, well, what's going on? And they're like, well, I'm still gonna go see it. And like a lot of people got disappointed. Because it doesn't really, like I said, they don't acknowledge it or something, and people were upset about it, and then the movie didn't do too good, so they scrapped a lot, because they're like, we're going to be having a sequel, it made this much opening weekend, and then they're like, well, it didn't make a lot of money, so we're going to cancel the sequel, but we're going to have TV shows. Man, we're not going to have the TV shows now. We're just going to have an animated show. And they canceled the animated show. They're like, we're just going to have animated movies or something, like a sequel. And that's the last I heard of it about a month ago, that they're going to have like an animated sequel to this movie, and like, which was kind of weird, but okay.
Yeah, to me, where it needed to go was to acknowledge the original Ghostbusters. And to be honest, when before I watched the movie, I had not heard too much about the plot. I kind of stayed away from that. I like to watch movies without knowing
Danny
too much.
Danny. You don't want to know shit.
I don't want to know anything about it. I want to watch it. Obviously it's kind of hard because, you know, people talk about it. You know, sometimes you run across something on Facebook. So the only little bit that I did know was that Bill Murray was in it. I didn't even know if the other guys were in it, but I knew
he did come out. I thought he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He came out in the movie. So that's the only thing that I did know, that Bill Murray was going to do a cameo. He was going to be in the movie somehow.
Okay, a quick question. I'm going to be spoiled now. I don't care. I just need, does he play Vakeman, or is he a different character?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Yeah. Since they do not acknowledge the original Ghostbusters at all, he is not playing Vakeman. He is not playing the original Ghostbuster.
Man.
Well, that's why I thought they kind of, you know, fell, you know, and it could have really helped with the original Ghostbusters being part of it. Now, whether that led to maybe like an easy, hokey, like, let's have the original Ghostbusters help us fight this thing, maybe.
Yeah.
That could have maybe been a problem plot-wise. But
that's where I think they kind of fell through, is that Murray was not Peter Venkman. He was playing a different character. And then at first, I even told my wife, I'm like, they're just fooling us. He's going to turn out to be Venkman because he plays an anti-ghost guy. He plays like, oh, this is all fake. This isn't real kind of guy. So I had a feeling like, I'm like, it's all, it was so over the top, his character, that I thought that halfway during the movie or towards the tail end when the Ghostbusters are down, that Venkman is going to come out and he's going to be like, all right, girls, let's get this done.
He's going to roll up with the crew.
Yeah. Like something like that.
Like old and fat. Like, let's do this. Like, yeah. Where are you guys?
Something like that, dude. I seriously thought that was going to happen. I thought
that'd be funny.
I thought that was going to happen where they were just going to, you know, and then play into the old times because, you know, they're older. So, you know, play like, oh, man, these power packs are heavy. I don't remember them being this heavy or something, you know, some like goofy trope. But nah, none of that happened. It actually, they don't acknowledge any of them. And the three surviving Ghostbusters, because Spangler, or what's the super nerd one, he passed away.
Yeah, the comedian guy passed away recently.
He passed away. So, but the other three are in the movie, all three of them, and they all play small roles.
The gatekeeper make an appearance, man. Remember the nerd guy? What's his name?
Rick Moranis? No, he's
not. Are you
in
the
there.
Gatekeeper? Are you the key?
You know,
guy,
to be
lady?
Honest,
remember
I
that? Was he the key master or was he the gate? The woman was the gatekeeper.
The
right?
woman was the gatekeeper. The alien chick.
Yeah. Are you the key master? I was like, I'm the
Sigourney Reaver, yeah. Or what's her name? Yeah, she's in the movie. She played all her the secretary, the weird secretary.
Okay, yeah.
She plays a cameo. But to be honest, yeah, that super nerd guy. He, Rick Honey, Ryan, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah,
the Key Master. That's all I know him. He's walking around all messed up. I'm the Key Master. You the gatekeeper?
Nah,
I'm the gatekeeper. Like, oh man, it's getting good.
Nah, he doesn't show up. So, you know, but you know, with all that aside, I thought the movie was good. I thought the Thor character was really funny. And I'm glad they didn't show too much in the trailers, because that's the other thing, man. Trailers show way too much nowadays, man. I hate trailers. It's too much, man. Way too much. They need to trim those trailers down. They need to trim those plot points, not show so many plot points in these trailers. Because you're right, man. A lot of people are hating on this movie because a lot of the funny parts were in the trailer. And Ghostbusters alone, dude, you don't need to show too much. All you need to do is say it's Ghostbusters. And people will come and see it. I could understand maybe a movie that doesn't have a name. But with something like that, when you're advertising Captain America and the Avengers, you don't need to show everything, man. Captain America and that Avengers name, that's going to sell the movie alone, right, man. Right. That'll make people come and see it. So you're right. A lot of the funny moments are in the trailer. But the Thor character had a lot of funny moments that were not in the trailer, and man, they had me cracking up.
He's
really
the male bimbo, right?
He's like the male version guy. Of the secretary in the first movie. So he is kind of like an airhead, but it works and it's funny, man. And he has like a funny sequence at the end. It was just a funny character, and I dug it, man. It's. Don't go in with your hopes high. Don't think it's going to be like the best movie. It's not going to replace the original. But it is a good movie if you just see it as a standalone. It's a good movie.
Can it replace Ghostbusters 2? Because that was pretty horrible.
Yeah, Ghostbusters 2 was definitely a step down than Ghostbusters 1. But I think even Ghostbusters 2 is...
throw all this splooge on the Statue of Liberty and get her moving. Like, what the hell is going on, dude? And I remember watching that and there's a talking portrait.
Yeah.
Some guy, and I'm just like, this movie's weird. I don't get it, and it's not that funny.
Yeah, no, it's not even as good as that, or maybe up to that par.
Is it right above that?
Yeah. But, you know, then again, Ghostbusters have a special place in my heart. I mean, I grew up watching it, so it's going to be tough to even topple the worst of Ghostbusters.
So you have your son, which he goes, Dad, I want to see the Ghostbusters movie. Are you going to give him the 80s one or the new one?
Well, Junior is a huge Ghostbusters fan too, and
the real
original
Ghostbusters, the one with the monkey.
Well, not that one. He did start watching the cartoons.
He's
that's
like, what's this crap?
That's another funny story. I thought I said it already once, but I'll just go through it really quick. I'm like, hey, he's into the Ghostbusters, right. You know, just the regular TV, you know, the Peter Venkman and all that good stuff. And so I'm like, buddy, they got cartoons. And he's like, what? Yeah. So I bust out the ape one. And he's like, what is this? And I'm like, these are the Ghostbusters. Look, and then they have the Ghostbusters logo, and he's like, this isn't the Ghostbusters.
And then the new one said, and then...
Yeah. Then they have the new Ghostbusters.
No, they had the new or an animated one. It had the real Ghostbusters. The real would be sparkling, right. Real. Like, okay, this is what I want to see. Not that monkey guy in a cart.
So, yeah, Junior was hooked on those for a while. I had to download a few seasons, and he was watching that. But, no, man, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. You got to give it a chance. Just watch it without the conception that, you know, it's going to be a follow-up to the originals. And the other thing really quickly, Andy, is I watched this movie that came out like a year or so ago, Hardcore Henry. It's a weird Russian movie, actually, a Russian or Polish. I don't know what. They got Russian characters, so I'm assuming.
It's European.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all in first-person mode, except for at the very end, you know, when the plot point gets revealed, it kind of goes into third-person perspective a little. And third person is where you can see the character, and where first person, it's like you're seeing it through the eyes of the character.
Like a video game, basically, yeah. And I saw the trailer.
So that's how the whole movie goes. The movie starts from the perspective of the main character, and it goes on through the whole movie until, like I mentioned, like the last 5 minutes when the plot point develops. But it was good, man. It was good. There's a lot of Russian in the movie. They're speaking their native language, but there's subtitles. But they're speaking English for the most part. But they're the main protagonist. He is like Russian or some kind of European descent. So they're speaking their native tongue, and it was good, man. It was a really good movie. A little disorientating at times because, you know, when you're watching things in first person and the camera moves too quickly, It's a little disorientating, right. But it works, man. The action scenes work. A lot of shootouts, a lot of hand-to-hand combat, which you would think wouldn't really work in first person, but they make it work, man. And man, I gotta say, man, it was pretty good. Plot, the movie length was a little long for my taste, especially for what it is. It's not a heavy story-wise movie, so to me, it didn't need to be as long as it was, but it was a good movie, man. I enjoyed it. I know Junior enjoyed it too. He thought it was hilarious, man, because they kind of do like a lot of over the top Steven Seagal stuff where they're like cracking arms and, you know,
that's what I'm talking about.
And things.
Maybe those are the movies Seagal should do now, just first person, so you don't have to see him sit down and have movies.
Maybe, yeah. I read a little bit of like the Wikipedia of it after I watched it. And I guess the first-person character was four different actors, because as they were filming it, the actors had to carry like this rig, this camera rig on their back as they were acting out the scenes.
Right.
And the first actor that was going to try to do the whole movie, he ended up hurting his back because his camera rig was too heavy.
Weakness.
So they brought in another additional three characters. And
three actors, stunt guys, or whatever you want to call them.
And I guess all of them ended up leaving the movie with like back issues because this rig was so heavy and it was so tough doing all the action scenes and all. There's a lot of parkour in the movie. So you see these
parkour.
Yeah. You see these characters like jumping around, but it's really entertaining, man. It's really entertaining. And, I mean, it's a different, story. It's something that has never been told, or at least I've never seen a movie like that.
Did you feel the way the movie was shot with that first person? Did it, like, we've seen it, like, sections of it in certain movies, but, like, a whole two-hour movie, did you feel like this is fucking dumb, or do you feel like, oh, this is awesome, I wish they shot movies like this, or was it too different for you?
I thought it was unique, and unique in the way that Blair Witch was unique.
It's like a one-off.
That where it's like the first of its kind, so it's intriguing, and it's the kind of thing that you want to watch. Blair Witch, when it first came out, it was like one of those first, you know, found footage, you know, real kind of movie. It's made as a, like a person just holding a camcorder kind of thing. So now that it's been done more, now you see other ones like it, and you're like, eh, this isn't really that good. So I'm sure if there were to be a dozen first-person movies, you would be like, all right, you know, the uniqueness of it has worn out, and they're not really that good. So I'm sure if there were that many, then it wouldn't be as good. But with it being the first one, or the first one that I'm aware of to be almost entirely in first person. It was unique. The plot was good enough to watch it to the end. It's got a nice little twist at the end because you really don't know who your character is. He never walks by a mirror, so you don't see his face. And there's a lot of hidden, you know, who are you and what's going on. Obviously, when he woke up, just a small plot thing. And at the start, when he wakes up, he doesn't know who he is. And he's waking up out of a coma or like a surgery. So he's unaware of what happened in his past. And that's how the movie starts. So the plot develops as you learn more about your character. So it was pretty good, man.
I don't know. Like, I don't really want to see it, but I don't know. If it's on cable, I guess I'll check it out, DVR it or something. But I have no... I remember seeing the trailer, and I'm like, oh, man, it's just a video game, but it's going to be, like, for 2 hours. And then I remember just, like, yeah, it looked like a cool action movie, but I'm like, I don't want to see this. And then, like, that first-person aspect, I remember they tried to do a TV show like this. Comedy Central did, like, a comedic show, like 5-6 years ago. I can't think of the name. Maybe I'll post it on our Facebook page. But yeah, it's they did this, like, it lasted like 6 episodes. The guy dumps his ex-girlfriend, and you see that first person, and he's like texting. You see him texting. He has his friends and his like ex-girlfriend stalking him, and then he has like this new girl he's hooking up with, but you only see it through his perspective. And, like, he keeps checking his phone because he keeps getting text messages, but you never hear him talk. He's just like, yeah, like, you see him acknowledging, like, okay.
So he'll nod his head.
Yeah, like, you see him nod his head and or him texting, like, hey, where you at? And he's like, hey, I'm going to this bar. And every time he's walking there, his friends are there or somebody's there, and they're doing, like, all the talking. And he has, like, 2 friends. They're doing all the talking. Like, yeah, bro, did you hit that? And he's about to say something, and something gets, like, interrupted, or he nods, or something always happens before he talks.
Okay. Does he ever do the winking gun?
I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't know. It'd be funny if he did, but, like, all his communication was through text messages. It only lasted, like, 6 episodes. It was actually kind of funny, and then it ended, and then they never brought it back.
Yeah, the ratings must have not done too well, so they kind of cut ties, but... Yeah, not a great movie, Hardcore Henry, but yeah, go check it out, man. It's something unique. It's one of those like Blair Witch, like first time movies, like in that aspect. So I think it's worth a view, and I don't think you'll be that disappointed. It'll be half decent. But jumping into your week, Andy, man, I heard you've been doing some communication of your own in these classes that you're taking. You're doing your sacrament classes. For the Catholic Church, which good for you, man. Getting a little closer to the Lord there. How are them classes going?
They're actually not that bad. They're I gotta go every week on a Wednesday for a couple hours. I've been doing them for like the past month, and I gotta go all the way through June for my first communion and my confirmation. Just something I've been thinking about doing. And yeah, I mean, it's fun. Like, they're explaining to you why, last week's class, they're showing you how the Bible is set up and what's the correct Bible. And, they show you how to, you know, when you pray, they give you all the prayers and stuff, and they're showing you what they mean and why they chose this. It's very, you know, growing up, we just did stuff. I really didn't know why, but they're kind of explaining to you why they do certain things, and it's been very informative, and it's very knowledgeable, and I like it, so it's not that bad. And hopefully I'll get it done. You know, my thing is I'm waiting for June to roll around so I could finish them up.
Oh, cool, man. So how many people are in this class, or how many people are showing up?
It's an adult one. It's in Spanish. Every time I've gone, it fluctuates. People come, and last week's class, they had a new person come, and we're like our fourth week into it, third or fourth week, because my first week, it was like, supposedly the guy said, or the teacher said that they had 16 people registered, 12 only showed up, and then out of those original 12, like 4 of them never returned. And then the next week, more people came. And then last week, they brought another person in, and there were some people I didn't see from previous classes. So, I don't know. Like, it keeps fluctuating. But
I wonder if there's like different times of the class. So maybe some of the people that are showing up are from the 4 o'clock class.
No, there's only the 6 o'clock. For adults. They have a children's one and an adult's one.
Oh, okay. So, that's
so the adult one is once a week from 7 to 9. And there's people who come in late. There's people who are on time. And I ask you why you're there. But a lot of it is people are getting married. Some people, they just want to finish it up. And they want to do it so they don't have to, I don't want to say deal with it, but maybe they're, you know, they're really into the church, into their faith, so they want to get it done because it's something that they want to do.
No, sure. With the Catholic religion, there's the sacraments, and you need to do them all, supposedly, so you can, you know, get your spot in heaven, you know, baptism, communion, confirmation, marriage. And I think there's a few other ones. I thought there was 7 of them, wasn't it? Death is one.
And then the other one, I thought it growing up was your baptism, first communion, confirmation, marriage, and death. That's 5 right there. I don't know what's after
visiting
your
the sick. I know there's like a visiting the sick one or something.
I don't know.
It's been a while since I've gone to Catholic church. But
I'm learning them right now, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, come back and let us know. I believe there's 7, because for some reason 7's in my head. I don't think 5 or 6 sounds good. I think it's like 7 sacraments. But yeah, no man, good for you, man. I know my parents knocked that stuff out when I was young, even though I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore. But I did do one myself. But no, good man.
Oh, yeah, please don't judge my mother. I was I didn't really take it as serious as a kid. I feel bad because. You meet people there, and right away they're like, you know, stuff that you do when you're a kid. All this stuff that I'm doing, I normally do it as a kid. And I feel bad because I feel like I kind of embarrass my mom because nobody really, I mean, I didn't do it. And I feel like they always ask you, why you here? Are you getting married? And stuff like that. I'm like, I just want to finish it up. And maybe down the road I'll have this one less thing to worry about. If I do get married, I get married by church. And so that's why I decided to do it. And I mean, it's nice. It's nice to have, and just get reconnecting with the church. It seems nice. It is nice.
Oh, cool, man. Now, how do the classes work? Is it mostly watching a video, watching audio clips? Is it one guy just preaching? No, how's the structure of the class?
Two guys. They switch. Right now, there's two teachers, and the teacher we had this past week, he's a little bit, I think he's a better teacher than the first guy. The first guy's just, he's talking. This other guy's, I think he actually might have been a teacher, or I don't know what his deal is, but he explained things a lot better.
So they like tag teaming it, or
no,
is it
they're one
per
guy,
class?
One per class.
Okay.
And
so they alternate.
They alternate.
All right.
And I think the first couple of weeks, he's kind of used to doing it. And then the guy they're teaching, I think he's new. So he's a little bit more, I don't want to say into it, but he's explaining things better. He's more interactive with us.
Más ánimo. He's got more passion.
I want to say passion, but he's dedicated. He's very dedicated, and he knows what he's talking about.
So he's talking during the class. Now, does he encourage participation from the class? Do people have to respond?
Yeah. So when you go in, you got a oración, and you know, and then you say your prayer, and then he always who wants to lead this? Everybody's just like everybody's just quiet. And
you haven't nominated any time, Andy?
Nah, man. I'm just laying in the background, listening, absorbing like a sponge.
Oh, yeah. Do you sit in the back of the class
or
you
sit
in the
front?
All right, cool.
And then some, I mean, I don't want to be judging people, but some of the answers I'm like, man, this is like basic, like this. Somebody asked about, like, is Jesus God or what's the deal? Like, someone asked that. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, I don't want to be hating on them or nothing, but yeah, like, there's some people, they're just like, confused, like I don't know. I don't want to say confused, but they just they're. I'm glad they're there because they might actually learn something, and they'll form their own opinion. But the one girl's like, "Yeah, man, I'm not supposed to eat pork." I'm like, "Where does it say you can't eat pork?" Well, I don't know that my dad said that. I'm like, "You should go to ask Manuel if you could eat pork." That's the teacher, but I think it's all right. He goes, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Are you guys Jewish or is your dad Jewish or something? And she's like, no. I'm like, and then I don't know. Like, but I think it's okay to eat pork if you're Catholic.
Yeah, I think Jesus is down with some pig and
he's down with the bacon.
I go, yeah, man, bacon's good, man. But yeah, no, man, good to hear that you're keeping up with that and everything's going well. The other thing you mentioned to me was that WWE's trying to get some more money out of your pocket, man. They're trying to make you pay for more content now, or what's going on?
Of course, they're purchasing more libraries. So like I know I'm the wrestling guy here, and they just they're finalizing or just about to acquire the TNA video library.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rumors over.
Yeah, there's been rumors that they don't want the company; they just want the library.
And as of this recording, nothing's gone down, but the rumors are pointing strongly to WWE buying it.
Yeah, it's been. What I want to see is what the final number they're going to give them. So they've been the last couple of years since the network, even before the network, they've just been acquiring libraries. They have acquired, you know, WCW, some of the MWA promotions, the World Class. They just acquired Smokey Robinson or Smokey Mountain Wrestling. They acquired the UWF, the Mid-Classic or Mid-South. They purchased Mid-South or UWF after whatever happened, AWA. They got some Canadian one, Stampede. They're just buying right and left. And then the new one is they're going to acquire the TNA library. And so I don't know how much they're going to pay, but the sale should be imminent. So that being said, they're acquiring all these libraries, and then there's a rumor going around. Well, they've been asking on surveys. They're going to start on the WWE Network. It's $9.99. It's been like that since they launched. Now they're talking
about... How long has it been going on? It's got to be like...
It's been 2 years. About two, 3 years.
More now, right? It's got to be like 3 or 4 now.
Nah, I think it's 2 years.
Oh, okay.
I know it's been 2 WrestleManias since they've had it.
Oh, okay.
So it's yearly. It's monthly. It's $9.99. So, it was when it first came out, commercial free, on demand, whenever you want. They're going to put all these shows on there. Slowly, they've been adding shows. Slowly, they added commercials now. And I'm like, eh, that's kind of a bummer, especially when you're paying, but that's the world we live in. And I know they've been messing around with the price point, too. There's been a lot of rumors that they're going to jack it up to $12.99. And now the new rumor is $14.99. And I think they're going to have that $14.99 price point, but they're going to have it at levels now. They were asking for people, they sent out surveys.
Yeah.
And they're going to start 3 price point systems. The first one's $4.99.
Wow, even cheaper then.
But you can only watch the network on phones and tablets, nothing to your TV.
Okay.
So if you have like the video game consoles and all that, you're not going to be able to watch that on there. And I don't know how they would know, but obviously there's something with the coding, I guess, or how you download it. And then the next one is the $9.99. Keep that. And and the $4.99, you're only going to get a couple pay-per-views, the Big Four, like WrestleMania or something like that. Or it was like they're messing around with the pay-per-view or whatever special events, whatever the hell they call them now. And then for the $9.99, stay as it is, and then they're going to have your original content. At the $14.99, they're going to add exclusive content to that. Now, they're talking about they're only going to have non-WWE programming. So they're talking about adding wrestling that's not under their, that they own. And the rumor is it's going to be Ring of Honor, ROH, which I'm kind of shocked that they're going to have that. I don't know why they would do that. I know they have special relationships with other wrestling companies, like Evolve out in California. They go out there and they have, if you wrestle for Evolve, you're under contract with Evolve. You can't sign with no one unless you sign. It's a weird deal. Like, you get, WWE gets first crack at you. You can't go wrestle nowhere else. Like, you can't go to Japan or some goofy thing. I don't know. But they get first... They have your first dibs at you.
Yeah, so if somebody else makes an offer, WWE's got the first
They have to match it, or they're gonna have to something to that effect.
Yeah. Sure.
And I know they've always worked with Ring of Honor. They have like this handshake deal or whatever. They get along real good because they've shown Ring of Honor footage on WWE DVDs in the past. So I don't know what kind of deal they work out, but it'll be weird to see. I think what I believe, just what I've read, is they feel that Ring of Honor fans are willing to spend that much because they're like hardcore wrestling fans. That's like the people who sign up to this, which I believe they probably would already have it. I just don't know if they're getting like an exclusive show for the network, or they're just gonna have repeats or access to their old library. That's what I don't understand yet.
Oh, cool. So, in any of these talks, have you heard, are they going to continue to have where you can cancel any time, like it's a 30-day contract, or are they extending it where, like it was previously, where you had to have a 90-day subscription or a yearly subscription?
They got rid of that. It's all just month-to-month, like anything else, like Netflix. All you can subscribe, like all your subscription-based stuff is month-to-month.
Oh, okay. Well, I know where discussions of maybe restructuring, I didn't know if they were going to bring that back. Just because I know some people just sign on for WrestleMania. So they'll just pay, you know, $10, watch WrestleMania, and then they'll cancel it after that.
Think about that. A lot of people have been knocking. WrestleMania is basically 10 months when you used to have it for like $60-$70.
Yeah.
For a one-time event, and you had like almost 1 million buys on that thing. Now it's just like, yeah, it's $10.
Yeah. So to me, that's where WWF, they're taking a lot of gamble here in that people are going to stick around because if it's just like me, because I'm just a casual fan. I used to be a bigger fan, you know, back in the, you know, in the 90s or 2000s, back when NWO, DX and all that stuff was really hot. That's when I watched more regularly. But now that I don't have any cable, I really don't watch it as frequently as I do. I get most of my news through the internet or you'll mention something. So,
do you want to see Roman Reigns, man?
Nah, I don't really care too much for these characters nowadays.
Seth Rollins?
Nah.
Dean Ambrose?
To be honest, anytime anybody mentions the name,
Rusev?
It takes my brain a few seconds to recognize who that wrestler is because I don't recognize it instantaneously. The same way you would say Triple H, Stone Cold, The Rock. I could see their picture right away. When you say Seth Rollins, I got to think, all right, I think that's one of the guys from The Shield.
Yeah.
Is it the guy with the streak in his hair? Is it the crazy guy? Is it the guy with the armor plating? So I got to think about it before I can realize who it is. And that just shows you that, you know, to me, it's not that interesting anymore. But, you know, I don't mind watching a WrestleMania and every now and then, you know, especially if it's a good match. But, yeah. With it being you can cancel anytime, those are the opportunities for people like me that I just want to watch the WrestleMania and be done with it. I don't want to subscribe for 90 days or a year for stuff that I'm probably never going to watch.
Right. It's that's the big issue with the WWE right now. They are catering to hardcore fans, and I don't know. Yes, you're always going to have that fan base. You're always going to have. That's your million plus subscribers that they got right now. They want to get to like 4 million, 2 million. They said once they get to 2 million, I think everything after that is just cash. They got to get 2 million to break even. Once they get over 2 million, they're going to start making money, more money than they ever will. But they're not even close. I think they're like at 1.5 right now. I think they've been pushing up against 2. And that's including the whole world now. Remember, it's just special locations. Like UK and all that, I just don't see them. I mean, you gotta. When they're finding out too with these surveys, the statistics, what people are watching is the new content. They thought that they were gonna get these wrestlers gonna watch. I'm gonna watch WrestleMania, all of them, whenever I want. They're finding out that's not true. They're finding out when people sign up, they want new stuff. They're watching the new documentaries, the new little. The table, the driving show, the punk or with that knockoff, whatever the hell they got now, that's what they're watching. They're not watching like, I want to see an old Saturday Night's Main Event because that guy isn't subscribing to it. These kids, they're watching new crap. And like every once when I had the network, I go as spurts, I'll get it or not if I want to get it. Like I would watch like old Saturday Night's Main Events. I would watch old world class of or world class championship wrestling or an old Nitro. But I'm the exception. I'm not the normal guy. I'm an older guy. The kids are just watching the younger kids are watching the new crap, which that 5 minute stuff and 20 minute previews of the home videos and all that other crap.
Yeah, I know they're like you mentioned they're doing a lot of new content. They're doing that pre-show, post-shows, stuff like that. I don't know if that's what maybe the newer generation is watching.
Think about that, man. Like. Me and you, Dan, we're, you know, I hate saying it when we sound fucking old, but we're older. Okay, when we were growing up, wrestling was 2 hours at most. It'd be an hour, 2 hours. And then they switched to three. They would have a 3-hour show every once. It was like a special deal. Now it's the new normal. And then when the network came out, we're going to have a Raw pre-show and a post-show. Add another hour before and hour after. Dude, that's 5 hours of just wrestling. If you watch that whole thing, that's a lot of fucking wrestling.
That's for one day. That's just for the Raw. One
day, dude.
That's
yeah.
just for the Raw.
And then they have the SmackDown.
Then they got the superstar.
And then they still got the other stuff. And then you can still watch on demand stuff, whatever you want. But your two main shows, SmackDown and Raw, they're both 3 hour shows. They're both live. Monday,
no,
Tuesday.
SmackDown's a 2 hour, isn't it?
No, it's a 3 hour too. They went live.
Oh, they just recently changed.
Yeah, they changed it. Yeah, so
it was 2 hours before.
Yeah, and then now, that's what I'm telling you. It's just Monday and Tuesday alone. Whatever it is Friday. I don't even know. I don't watch SmackDown, but that's 10 hours if you would watch that stuff of WWE TV, dude. That's
just
a
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a big commitment for any wrestling fan.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. And then to be honest, I think that's where they're kind of is they're falling is that sometimes it's the little quality show that you can put out that makes you hungry for more. Can you imagine if The Walking Dead was a 3 hour show? Would it have the amount of savage viewers where they would be anticipating, you know, they want to have it in a half hour, you know, little chunk. So they can anticipate the next episode. Can you imagine if it was just three hours at a time? I think people would get fatigued, or they wouldn't have necessarily an hour to kill in a day to really watch it. So, you know, they would lose interest and stop watching. So, yeah.
It's just, I mean, I love wrestling. I mean, when I was growing up, I watched as much as I could. I get my hour here, my hour there. But today, as an adult, I mean, you come from work, and there's all this stuff going on. You can't commit. I can't even commit to the 3 hours on Raw. I'd be lucky to watch an hour and a half most before I got to go to bed. Because that's why if they could go back to 2 hours, I would be great. But I know the 3 hours, they give them more money up front and from the network, like USA and all that. So, but that's a lot of wrestling, man. That's a lot of wrestling.
No, for sure. I don't know. Maybe if they had that much wrestling back in the NWO days when I was watching, I don't know if I would watch 5 hours or if I'd get burnt out.
Remember, they did stupid stuff like Nitro. Like, oh, we got to show you this show, but when the show goes on commercial, we'll still be wrestling. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, okay, so you would make you watch this stupid, like, Robin Hood show or some goofy thing. And then when they go to commercial, there would be like the giant messing up like some NWO people or something. I'm just like, damn, man, why don't they just leave the damn freaking wrestling on? And then like, we got to go, but stay tuned. Like, because they wanted those numbers for the show after wrestling to show like, oh, look, all these people are watching this new show. But they would do stupid stuff like that to extend it. But back then, remember, that was 2 hours.
Yeah. I think 2 hours is a sweet spot for wrestling. It gives you a chance to do backstage vignettes, do little promos in the rings, and then have actual matches. Now it's you're extending everything even more. And then some matches they're not elongated. They're the same amount. They're 5, 10-minute wrestling matches.
Yeah.
And every now and then you'll get a spurt of a 30-minute, 40-minute match where they actually tell a good story and they really go through the match.
That's why even wrestling today is different even from then, back how that was. It's just, it's different in, I mean, we could go on. It's about spots and what they do and the people they're bringing in now, size of the wrestlers. It's just different.
Yeah, no, man, it's definitely changed. Before there used to be arm locks and you know, shoulder locks and whatever, and you know, you wear out the limb and you kind of tell that story throughout the match.
Storytelling, yeah,
yeah. But now it's more like high spots after high spot. Characters not selling. You get a bump and then you just jump right back up and get your next bump and then keep the chain going. So to me, it's definitely a little different. It reminds me a lot of like a cruiserweights. But
like
to
the
me,
juice man.
Yeah. But to me, cruiserweights, it makes sense. It's a smaller character, so you would imagine that the impact of the bump that they're taking is minimum compared to a heavyweight. So when Kane chokeslams you, you're not supposed to pop back up. You're not supposed to just jump right back up. You're supposed to take that hit, sell it on the floor, sell it like it was a huge you know, move, and then, you know, keep the story moving.
I'm all about the no sell, man. I ain't selling shit. That's why. And then I'll be like, oh man, is this for real? Like, did something going on? Like that famous Goldberg Regal thing. You seen that, right?
No. What was that?
So Goldberg was like on his streak, and then Regal was on his way out, and they sent Regal out there, and he's like, I ain't selling shit, dude. He put him like in arm holds, and he wasn't like selling. And Goldberg's like, what the hell's going on? And then he like put
this
like
is the, a WCW,
yeah, or this WWE? Is WCW back in the day. He started doing some like old school like grappler holds, and you can see Goldberg like, man, what the hell's going on? And then, but ultimately Regal did the job, and he talks about it. And they asked, he did it on Stone Cold's podcast. He talked, like, searching on YouTube. He's like, I don't know why people made a big deal about it. Yes, I was leaving. Was I upset? No. But they told me to do certain things. And Stone Cold's like, don't you think you made him look bad? No, he won, didn't he? So what's the problem? But he made him look like a punk, dude. Like, he was putting him, like, these arm locks and stuff, like, shooter stuff, like, wrestling stuff. And you could see Goldberg, like, and he, like, just would push him off. It was, like, weird. Like, he, like, bend his knee and, like, did some Stu Hart, moves on him. And you saw Goldberg's face, like, hey, this isn't supposed to be happening. Like, he didn't know what the hell to do.
Yeah, and wrestling back in the day was totally different from how it is today, for sure. You know, I used to like those, but now that, like you mentioned, I watched a couple on the network on old matches. And it is a little difficult to watch nowadays, man. I'm so used to these... No, don't get me wrong. I could watch one every now and then. But to imagine 3 hours of that chain lock wrestling style, I don't think it would sell as much. Even though I'm complaining about how it's, you know, high spot after high spot, I don't mind the high spots, but I just think they need to sell them more. Those big spots, if you want to protect a move, if you want to protect the power bomb, then you need to sell it. You can't get a power bomb and then jump right back up because you're not selling the move, so you're not protecting the move to make it seem devastating where it could be a finisher for a character if you're just popping right back up after you do the move. When you do the F5 or whatever the Brock Lesnar move is, you got to sell it. When you get the Stone Cold Stunner, you got to sell it. You can't just pop back up because then you make the move look weak. You make it look like it's not even anything.
When Kevin Nash powerbombed the Giant and dropped him on his neck.
Yeah, I don't think that was part of this.
He sold that completely, right? He was knocked out.
Yeah, I think so. You know, when it almost broke his neck, and I think that...
Dude, he landed, and then even Kevin Nash sold it like, man, this guy's heavy. But he got right up, and he pinned him, and I was like, damn. And then, like, the next couple of weeks is in a neck brace, which was awesome.
Yeah. No, wrestling was good back then.
I remember seeing that. I'm like, there's just no way he's going to pick him up, man. And he barely picked him up, and he just dropped him on his neck. And I was just like, holy shit. Like, I think he's paralyzed. And, like, he didn't move or nothing. He rolled him over, and he pinned him.
I wonder if Brock Lesnar could have get him up, man.
I don't know, man. I just know Lesnar, when I see Lesnar fight some of these guys, like, dude, he manhandles them. He's not protecting them. He's like elbowing dudes. He's left like two guys bloody. It's just like, I don't know if he's doing it on purpose or like what he did to Randy Orton. And like, Randy Orton's like, you know, his family has history in wrestling. He's like a third generation guy, and like, he manhandled him. He threw elbows on him, cut him, and like, that wasn't part of the program, and like, people were giving him shit about it.
Well, I heard the cut part was part of the program. He was supposed to elbow him, and color him up, like as they say, or at least the articles I was reading, that he was supposed to get colored, but it was just supposed to be a light gray, and then they were going to have a match, supposedly. The color or the blood was so much and so severe that they decided that they were just going to end the DQ right there. And that's why the ending looked kind of awkward. Remember, because it wasn't supposed to end that
today,
way.
This is the same company that got people fired for doing I think there was a wrestler who said prick or something on a house show. They fired him. You had Ric Flair go out there talking about what he did to women at a house show. They sidelined him. He got drunk at something and they didn't even fire him, but they fired Jim Ross because he wasn't able to keep him contained or not be Ric Flair. It's just the company is different. You haven't seen blood on purpose in a long time in WWE. And it's just a different company. They're corporate now. They want to sell to kids and families. So it's very, very controlled on what they do out there, especially when it comes to the blood.
And to me, that's what surprises me about the article that I read, which I like you kind of shake your head like you don't think that's what truly happened. I do kind of find it hard to believe that they decided, all right, Brock, yeah, cut him, but cut him with your elbows, but not too bad. And how you would leave it up to Brock Lesnar to determine how hard an elbow hit is enough to get enough color the way they wanted, where you wouldn't do it with a razor. And still have him come down with the elbows, but definitely nothing to the point where you're going to cut him, but something to simulate like he did get cut.
I've seen matches now when they do have blood, they don't even let him cut him. They give him blood capsules.
Yeah, that too. I've seen Roman Reigns. Yeah,
that's exactly. I mean, that's how sensitive they are to blood. I mean, it's. I haven't seen this stuff since I was a kid where, like, I would watch Superstars and someone would bleed. They would put, like, an X or they would turn it black and white.
Like, yeah, ECW used to do that sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, Dad, the TV's busted. Eh, that's normal. Don't worry. And I'm just like, then they go cut away, and then they're in color, then they go back to black and white. They just didn't want to even show you the red and the blood.
Well, it has to do with kids, PG as well, like you said. But also, I think it has to do with hepatitis and a bunch of, you know.
Yeah, it's a different time.
Diseases that, you know, you can't, you know, risk the wrestlers. Or even the referees and stuff, you know. It's not like they're wearing rubber gloves like UFC does because, you know somebody might start bleeding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's just different times, different wrestling. That's about all we got for you today, man. We didn't even get into our article today, man.
We love wrestling too much.
Yeah, we love wrestling so much and had that little tidbit about the debate. So kind of chewed up our time this week, but we'd still like to thank you for listening. Remember... Freeform Radio is a part of Freeform Network, and you could follow it on Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. You could send in those questions and suggestions to freeform or ffnquestions@gmail.com. Visit our friends at 1893 Coalition, consisting of ourselves, Intellectual Nonsense, and the Enthusiast Project. Visit our webpage, man. Our webpage has a lot of cool stuff, shows you little bios on Andy, lets you know what Andy's all about, myself and Noel, and as well as my son with his podcast, The Two Daniels. But it's on freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you're going to see a bunch of links that you can click on to hear all of our podcasts. Subscribe and hit that like button on whichever one that you use, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Spreaker, Google Music, a bunch of different formats. We're on all of them. And if we're not on one that you use for your music listening, please let us know and we'll definitely do our best to get on it. But like I mentioned, hit that like button and subscribe, man. It really helps out our numbers and helps us move closer to the top. But for Freeform Radio, my name is Daniel.
About to renew my WWE Network subscription, Andy.
Yes. But we'd like to thank you all for listening, man. We greatly appreciate it. Continue listening. Next week for more shenanigans from Andy, Daniel, and Noel. But thank you all for listening. Have a God blessed week.
That was cool, Dad.